a 41.
You know, a lot of yours sound exactly the same.
They're all fucking dumb.
Yeah, they're that same scratchy Wolfman Jack voice, but it's growing on me.
That's my radio voice.
Is that what it is?
If I had to decide on a radio voice, that would be my radio voice. I am the Wolfman Jack. Hey!
That's what you sound like, AM Wolfman Jack.
I love that fucking radio voice.
Not quite tight enough to be FM Wolfman Jack, but you're AM.
Nah, I'm definitely the fucking Big Lots version.
Fuck right? Yeah, you are. I like it, though. Welcome.
Hey, speaking of Big Lots, so yeah. This is a weird thing to happen. Now, my wife's family is from a podunk town in Kentucky, right?
Podunk.
Just like in the middle of nowhere. It's a weird town because when you think of middle Kentucky, you don't think of a large black population, but it's probably about a 50-50 town.
So, really?
Yeah, 50-50 white black. It's a weird town down in the middle of fucking nowhere, Kentucky. Maybe an hour, I think, west of Lexington.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, so my wife's great aunt last night gets fucking attacked at the dollar store down there. I mean, this is one of those towns that's like, that's all they have is dollar store. The dollar stores are Kroger's, basically. You know what I mean?
And their Walmart and their Meijer.
Everything. But yeah, this guy went into the Big Lots, or not the Big Lots, but the dollar store down there, robbed the dollar store, and then attacked four old ladies and took their shit too.
Really?
And they already got him. So fuck that guy. And I think
was he a local?
No, he wasn't. Apparently, he was a guy that came to a party in that town and didn't have a way out. So I don't know how the fuck that happens in this world, but, you know, apparently to a sect of people that happens.
You can't even rob somebody with cash and then take an Uber.
No, I don't know what the fuck this guy planned on doing. I mean, that's probably how he got caught in one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like they have these big police forces down there. You probably a couple, three cops per little
and
area.
And they're at home.
Yeah.
You got to call them at home.
They're
just
chilling.
Get up. Hey, Barney, Andy, get up.
Crazy thing just to happen in the middle. I just don't think that kind of robbery and that kind of battery happens in the middle of nowhere. You know, you think of that as big city crime.
You do, but you also
muggings,
think,
basically.
What are the chances you're going to get caught? Probably none.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you're thinking.
Well, he got caught, and fuck him. So I'm happy to hear that. She is a nice lady.
Did she get beat up bad, or did he just like push her down and take her shit?
Two black eyes and a broken nose.
Fuck me, really?
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah, piece of shit. Total piece of shit. But he got caught, and I think he's going to get his coming to, if you know what I mean. I mean, that small town's not going to forget him.
Oh,
and
fuck,
they know
no.
people that are in the jail. You know what I mean? He'll be fine.
What counties? Oh, it's in Kentucky.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Jesus. People are fucked up, man. They really are. I mean, I've met some more weird people since this COVID shit and the protests and everything. The weird ones are coming out of the fucking woodwork now.
Yeah, well, good. I want to see more weird ones. Just don't be violent. You know, weird's good.
But unfortunately, we're seeing that. Like that fucking...
Let's not rob people.
That standard fucking protester gunshot that went off when one of those dumbasses carried a gun to the protest and killed two of his own fucking people.
That was hilarious. Did he kill two? I think he just killed one and hurt a couple others.
Oh, and two more are hurt, yeah.
But either way, come on, man. If you're going to bring a gun to the... I assume these were right-wingers when this happened. Turned out they weren't.
They weren't. They
weren't.
Were left-wingers.
Which even makes me laugh more because it's like that's such a stereotypical thing is like the left-wing guys can't even handle their guns.
Yeah. You know what I mean? These are the ones that say don't carry guns.
Yeah, well, not all of them. I'm a left-winger that has no problem carrying guns.
Right.
There's plenty of me
out
there.
Do you shoot your own people?
No. It's just funny. You need to be better trained at guns, buddy, if you're going to carry them around, especially high-powered rifles, all right?
Yeah.
You lost someone their lives because you're a fucking dumb. So, you know,
but
that is crazy.
Even with all this protest shit going on, everyone's trying to prove to their group of people that they're trying to impress that, hey, I'm on your side. Like there was a mayor somewhere that had a whole shitload of porta toilets and bottled water delivered for the protesters.
Well, I don't see that as a problem.
But the right wing side did. And basically they started destroying these porta potties and. You know, all that. Who knows? I mean, what I'm saying is it's getting fucking weird. Portland, Washington State, that shit's getting fucked up there. People are getting fucking hurt.
I don't know. I haven't really seen that much footage, but I haven't looked for it either actively. I see that it's going on. Carmen actually said to me last night when I got home, she's like, hey, do you know they're still protesting places?
Well,
because, you know, if you're not
bad.
Paying any attention. Well, as I explained to her, Portland, Seattle, those are the kind of areas that protests can usually go on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those are like the epicenters of protests regardless.
Right.
That's what they do. They're fine.
Yeah, but Seattle.
You know what? They always recover. This has happened a million times in these fucking cities.
They'll
be
a
fine.
More, yeah,
you know what I mean? They're just making their point. They're doing their thing. The people that live in Portland and Seattle at this point probably expect that kind of shit to happen.
But the hippies in Seattle last night that decided they come down for the peaceful protest as they always start peaceful and then, according to whoever the fucking expert is, you got a small handful of people that decide to make it violent and rob and mm-hmm. pillage places. Well, this little group of people decided to start breaking windows out of buildings and trying to light police cars on fire. And basically the fucking feds said, nah, that's not going to happen here. Bombarded them with fucking tear gas and fucking rubber bullets. And it was over really fucking fast.
You're right. It was. But guess what? It was also unconstitutional as fuck. All right.
What was the rubber bullets and the
no, the feds going into these cities and enacted upon that. And not only on the protesters, but it's been shown over and over again. They're not just doing it to protesters. They're doing it to just people that are doing their regular protest. Not just the rioters is what I'm trying to say. Not all these people are rioters. And the feds on video have now shown a bunch of times just taking people away that weren't doing shit besides being there. You're right. Allowed constitutionally to be there.
Right.
You know, I understand if you're breaking a building down, you're catching shit on fire. It's illegal, man. You know, if someone arrests you, I can't feel too sorry for you.
Right.
But these people that are just there to, you know, protest, which is their right, and they're getting taken away by the fucking feds, should be a giant fucking cue out there to the world that this is not fucking right. This is what we hear about going on in Iran. This is what we hear about going on in all these other countries that we look down upon. Yes, it is.
In Iran, though, they walk up and stick a bullet in your fucking head.
True.
That's the difference.
True.
And that's a huge difference. Now they walk you over to a van. They say, fucking get the fuck out of here and don't come back. And they send you on your way or they put you in jail for 4 hours.
Right, but neither of them.
In Iran, they chop your fucking head off.
But neither of them is right. And neither of them should be going on. And the fact that you got all these constitutionalists that support Trump, and this guy shits on the Constitution on a regular basis, just fucking shits on it, more than maybe any president ever, but then he still claims to love it, which is whatever I expect out of him. He's a fucking salesman. But the people that still, like, can justify supporting him blow my fucking mind. There's better ways to go about this.
Yeah, but what about the fucking diehard crazy left-wingers that are on the side going, you know, this is my constitutional right to be here, and then in their next breath they're saying the Constitution was written by a bunch of slave owners. We don't want to follow that shit anymore. Come on. Is your hypocrisy have no fucking limits?
But here's the thing. That's not hypocritical because we're saying that it's not a big deal. If you don't support it, then you can't stand behind it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
But they're wanting it both ways. They're saying it's my constitutional right to be out here in peaceful protest. And then they're saying, fuck the Constitution because it was written by a bunch of fucking slave owners. What I'm saying is I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with either side, but have a point. Pick one.
But that's, you're pointing out the hypocrisy.
And that's exactly my point.
No. What I'm saying is when I do that, I'm just pointing out hypocrisy. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? And in the end, I don't give a fuck about any of this stuff. I don't really take a strong side on the Constitution, but you can't yell for the Constitution and at the same time not, you're going against it too. I just don't get it.
Well, people are just, people are turning this into, and there's so much of the fucking, I'm going to show you half of the video clip and all that. Like the other day, there was a big thing going on where the feds came in. Now, I realize it was the feds. They came in and took out a medic that was tending to a wounded person. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this medic could have been you or me. He had red fucking duct tape on his arm in the shape of a cross.
Yep.
There was no credentials that he actually knew fucking anything about being a medic.
But what do you expect? You think there's a protester fucking shop we can go to?
Well, no, there's no protester shop. But don't get on the fucking airwaves and Twitter and everybody and saying, this guy is a real medic that was out here to help somebody. He was a fucking dude with a red cross and duct tape on his arm.
But he was a medic. I mean, if the guy was a medic, he was a medic. I don't know how you expect him to murder himself.
In that case, I'm a doctor.
Well, you're not a doctor. Was this guy a medic or not?
They don't know.
They don't know. But if he was, how do you expect him to mark himself? Like I said, they don't got no riot mart down the street where you can go down and get your riot gear.
No, but they have like real coats and stuff with like sewn crosses and stuff.
You're not
going
to wear your work uniform to fucking riots.
No, you're going to wear red duct tape and try to get credibility that way?
We're not looking for credibility from you. We're looking for credibility from the people that need them. So the people that need him that's hurt and see a medic, they go, hey, I can get a hold of that guy. We're not worried about is the guy over there thinks you're a medic or not. It's not important. I don't understand what your argument is.
My argument is there was never any proof whatsoever that this guy knew anything about rendering aid. He was wearing a fucking pair of jeans and a fucking duct tape cross on his arm.
It could have been easy enough as these guys, when they organized, did that to the guys that are going to have fucking Band-Aids on them. It doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is, let's say I went down there with my camera and I fucking wrote on a paper plate press mm-hmm. and put that around my neck.
Yeah.
Am I going to get any credibility as being a real member of the press? Fuck no, I'm not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down there with an actual credential or something that says I know what I'm doing. Like if these guys are medics, they have presses, EMT certifications in the form of badges or whatever. They weren't wearing any of that. They're wearing red duct tape.
But again, you're talking about two different things in that journalists, they're doing their job. So they can't get fired for going down and covering something because that's their job to cover something.
That.
They can get arrested, but they can't get fired. Medics, if they went out and had their actual credentials, which a lot of times have the hospital badges and everything else, they could get fired. You know what I mean? If the guy at fucking Mercy West sees his people online, you know, in the middle of a riot, maybe he doesn't look at that well and fires the guy. But if he just doesn't dress up as anything, then he can't get fired. The journalists, no matter what, they can't get fired because that is their actual job, is to be in the middle of these things and cover it.
All right, well, let me ask you a thought on this.
Do you get what I'm saying there, though?
I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is if you're trying to
and
make
either way,
people
what was the problem
point?
In the first place? That he got arrested or he got hit with pellets?
He basically didn't get either. They basically were doing the storming move where they say, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't because he was over the top of some guy, and they fucking basically bashed him to the ground. And then he got up and walked away.
Okay,
they didn't physically punch him. The guy said, get out of here. He didn't move, so the guy basically took his fucking right arm and gave him a little shiver.
Okay, well,
to
let's
the
just
chest.
Look at this as humans and take all the politics out of this. You had one guy, regardless of his credibility, tending to someone that was hurt.
Right.
Then you have a bunch of people come up and say, no, stop tending to this guy that's hurt, and then hurt him. Just as on a human level, let's see who's right or wrong there. Because I don't see anything wrong with what this guy was doing. You don't need to hit someone that's literally trying to help someone that's hurt.
No,
regardless of his credibility.
But that's not what was being portrayed in the tweets and the fucking posts. It was, hey, look at this real medical professional helping somebody. And what I'm saying is, why didn't they say it the way you said it?
Because that's not the way anybody talks, but that's the way you have to look at it. In order to ever see anything straight, you got to look through the bullshit. So if you keep on reading the bullshit as the bullshit, then you'll never get past that. I try to look at everything as just a human quality. Like, one person's doing something good, these people aren't. That's the bottom line. I don't give a fuck if you have an R or an L next to your name at the end. That's all I really give a fuck about.
How about this one? Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
Because I have an opinion on this, but it's not picking a side. I told you about it last night a little bit.
Yep.
Woman marching with her little toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Little girl was probably 2. Then there was a boy that was probably 3. And another kid who was probably 5. And they're marching with big giant signs. And the children are holding up signs too. And the signs say simply, fuck the police. The little boy said, F the police. But the little 2-year-old girl sign said, fuck the police. And the guy interviewing him said, when they walked by, stopped him and said, hey, you know, what do you guys think? What are you out here for? And they put the microphone down, and the little girl said, fuck the police. She was 2.
First off, I look at this 2 different ways.
She was 2.
Yeah, yeah. I look at this 2 different ways. One way, it's fucking funny. All right, and you can't.
That's funny. I mean, I did laugh at it.
Like, regardless of how I'm going to feel about this in the end, it's fucking funny. 2, I don't like anyone bringing their children to these things.
Neither do I.
I don't give a fuck what they're fighting for or what's being fought against, which side you're on. I don't care if it's the right protest and the left protest. And 2-year-olds don't need to be there. The bottom line is, regardless of the good intentions of any protest ever, there's going to be crazy people there also, because these always attract crazy people. They're just looking for a reason to be crazy. And you don't need to put your children in the way of that craziness.
Because
I don't get it.
You know, now, the feds could come out here, and if they're running people over, your kids get run over.
I don't trust my government enough. I don't trust my fellow citizens enough. I don't trust anybody enough to put
During
my kid
time,
in the way of that
anybody.
Danger. I just don't.
You
and
can't
I think
trust anybody.
I think it's bad parenting. I think there's something to, you know, having your children being part of certain marches and stuff. If you want to take your child to the Women's March or the Gay Rights March or something like that, I see no issue with that. But these hot button political issues that are going on right now with violence and everything, kids don't need to be there. I mean, you can teach them whatever you want at home. I don't give a fuck. It's your child. Teach them whatever you want. But don't do it in that area if you're smart. I mean, that's just the wrong place.
Well, no, because, I mean, if rubber bullets come flying, they're not even seeing your kid. They're just spraying the fucking crowd, and your kid's going to take one of those to the fucking head or something, get shot by a fucking bullet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bullets know no race, they know no age, they know nothing.
Right.
You know, bullets are just bullets, and whatever they hit, they're going to destroy. So, yeah, don't put your kid in that danger.
I agree.
I don't get that one, but in the end, like I said, I see the video on YouTube, I'm going to laugh, because
that
is fucking
laughing.
Funny.
I mean, because that's the kind of shit we laugh at.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's been so much going on with these protests, and I do believe they're making headway. I mean, you see it on NFL games or NFL shows. Everybody's supporting the cause, which is great. But there's been so much said about, you know, children aren't born with hate. They're taught hate. Well, what the fuck kind of parent are you teaching your kid to walk up and down the street with a sign and say, fuck the police? What kind of parent are you? I'll tell you what. You're a fucking asshole parent. That's what you are.
I agree.
If you want to teach your kids that if you're a black person and you feel truly threatened by the police, hey, I get it.
Oh, we all get it.
Teach your kids that, you know, a lot of police are bad, be leery, blah, blah, blah. Teach them all that.
But teach them at home.
Yeah, teach them at home. And yeah, because like, you know, like you said, if they pull out a fucking big giant gun with fucking tear gas, your kid's getting it. And guess what, asshole? It's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. You see the video of the crying kid. I was, like I said, I was more mad at the parents about that one. The one that happened in Seattle a while ago where the kid got tear gassed.
Yeah.
I was pissed at the parents. I felt so bad for that kid. The kid didn't ask to be in that situation.
No, shouldn't have been in that situation.
And I don't know those circumstances. The police were probably wrong on that one, but at the same time, the kid shouldn't have been there. I get mad at the parents with that one, not the actual system there.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, so we were asked, and we were going to talk about it anyways, the Blumpkin contest we had.
Yeah.
We were asked if we had had any entries. The answer is no. All right, we've had about 100 listens this week on this show, and not one person's like, hey, man, I want to join this contest. I want that $50 certificate to get
Pure
a nice...
Romance.
Yeah, to Pure Romance, to get a nice butt plug, to get some lacy panties for your lady. You know, whatever. They got a lot of shit there. That's $50 you can get for just making a Blumpkin piece of art. Whether it be a wall decoration, whether it be a fucking Blumpkin statue, we'll take anything. I just want something
anything.
Blumpkin related, not a story. This motherfucker here is going to knock over this mixer about 3 to 4 more times during the show, I'm guessing.
I'm not. I'm uncrossing my legs.
But yeah, we want Blumpkin artwork, goddammit. We're offering
another week.
$50 for this. This is not some little shit. We're not giving you a little cheap pocket pussy, all right?
No, I'd put a mannequin. I would take a picture of me getting a Blumpkin by a mannequin for $50.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
But anyways, our email is shutupcincinnati@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us on the website, www.shutupcincinnati.com. You can get a hold of us on the Facebook channel. And if you know us personally, you can fucking text it to us. I don't give a shit. I just want something.
Yeah, anything. You got a week.
Well, a picture will do for the contest, and we'll get it later when we give you the $50.
Yeah. And we do want to stop real quick and say a giant happy birthday to Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi.
Having her birthday today.
We're going to give her a call, maybe?
Yeah, let's give Whoopi a call.
What's up?
If you tuned in last week, then you know that Whoopi was planning on doing something with unicorns and rainbows for her birthday. And Whoopi always adds a lot to the show. She, you know, we have a good time when she's here. Last week she added more than I think she wanted to add, but you know, it was a good show. It's her birthday today, so we're going to send her a phone call and try to get her live. See if she's drunk.
My question right now is, did you think about Whoopi and her birthday because we were talking about Blumpkins?
That probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, because last week Whoopi did admit that she gave a Blumpkin and a Portalette. All right?
And received. Don't forget that part.
A two-way Blumpkin and a fucking Portalette, which is championship.
At a music festival. In the summertime.
No one dare ever look down on that because that is championship.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see that's gross or anything like that. That's top of the fucking pops right there. That is legend.
We may or may not have her on here. I don't know if this is working.
Your volume's down there. Which one is she?
I don't know. Those aren't volumes anyways.
They're gains, aren't they?
Hey, we were really prepared for this, guys, as you can see.
It's a good try.
Well, we got her on speakerphone. That's about as best as we're going to do.
Really?
What's up, Whoopi?
Why you messing around on my phone?
What?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're trying to get you online, but it's just not working.
Oh, okay. You want to try again?
No, we got you enough. I can hear you like perfectly.
All right. Can you hear Chris at all?
Yep. He sounds far away, but yeah.
Well, he is far away because we're doing this so old school right now. We're just sticking it straight up.
Social distance. Is he at home?
I don't know. Is he?
No, I'm sitting right here, but we can't connect it through the mixer. So we're literally holding the phone to the fucking microphone. It's as ghetto as fuck. Well, we weren't prepared to make the call.
No.
I segued into it and Jason hadn't had his phone hooked up yet. So we're doing it this way. How's your birthday going?
We're really bad at segues.
Well planned. Excellent. I had a wonderful unicorn-themed 8-year-old's birthday party yesterday.
Nice.
I had a cake with sprinkles and a unicorn horn.
What'd you do with the horn?
Saved it for later. Put it in the freezer. Summertime. It's hot. Got to cool off.
So your birthday is today or was it yesterday?
My birthday is today. It is right now.
You only turned 40 once.
Oh, fuck you. How old are you? For 3 more years.
How old are you, Wubby? You're like 37
if it's 3 more years.
Yeah.
Right on, right on. Did you give any birthday blumpkins?
No, but I did. That fella was at the birthday party.
Oh.
Yeah, but what fun is a clean bumpkin in a clean room?
I took this opportunity to, really reminisce about it, and we laughed, and, I kind of hinted that I was hoping someday we could probably just fuck regular, but he shot me down again. So, I'll try again another few years. That's about our rhythm.
Well, you know what you should have done is said, hey, since you won't fuck me regular, any chance you got a shit? Giving him a rekindled anniversary blumpkin. That would have been good.
Can you shit and fuck regularly at the same time?
I don't know, but the first plumpkin's free. The next one is going to be paid for somehow. I'm talking like, let's go to Soto, Pep and Dolores, give me a present. It's up to you.
Now, if he took you to Soto, would you give him a blumpkin in the Soto bathroom?
I'll do whatever it takes to get someone to take me to Soto.
Wow.
Hey, it is delicious. I don't know if you've ever had Soto.
I've never had Soto.
Yeah, Soto is fucking delicious.
What'll it run me?
For just you or for a date?
If I was to take Whoopi to Soto, what would it cost me?
Are we drinking wine? Are we drinking drinks?
Oh, we're having wine.
Yeah, probably around 200.
We're having appies. We're having desserts. Let me tell you something. All on.
You're talking about a little bit less than Ruby price, but not different. Not that much different.
Let me tell you something. I would pay that to cross Blumpkin off the personal list.
Are you pricing out your Blumpkin, buddy? Okay.
The Blumpkin, we've said this a million times. It's priceless.
And, dude, sometimes those donuts they got at Soda are worth $200 by themselves.
All the sauces, yeah. Oh,
so fucking good.
Donuts?
Can we get a sponsorship like a dessert, Soto,
a dessert
please.
Donut they got there. It's fucking just off the wall.
Hey, how about this, Whoopi? I take you to Soto, and then you give me a Blumpkin while eating one of those donuts.
Don't ruin my fucking dinner with it.
Dinner's over. This is dessert for both of us.
Yeah, Blumpkin-ing you isn't dessert for me. My donuts are going to get cold.
She makes a solid point.
See,
Chris, and I really want, I've been thinking about it, and, it was really rude last week, and I want you to know that you definitely don't look your age. You don't look a day over probably like 42 and a half.
Bullshit. 42 and a half? Dude, he's balding. He's all gray.
I know a lot of bald people.
That are 31 who are bald and gray.
Thank you.
He's got that old man nose.
Fuck off. There's nothing about this nose that says old man.
He had someone on here earlier talking about his nose hair. No one mentioned my nose hair yet.
My Blumpkin friend, he loves to get a handful of nose hairs, and he gives them to me as gifts. Like, he'll set it on my leg or, just like real sexy-like.
Well, that's fucking disgusting. All right, I'm getting off here. Happy birthday, Whoopi.
Thanks.
Whoopi, have a good time with that unicorn horn and get ready for Soto. I'm taking you.
Okay. We'll plan it out.
I'll make sure I don't shit for about a month before we go.
Get some video.
Done.
All right, I got off there because I was sick of fucking holding this style. What a fucking douchebag podcast we got going on where we got to do this the whole fucking time. God,
we had
like
it working
idiot.
Before. What's the problem?
I don't know. Where the fuck are you there, hairy guy? If you got time to be on the internet, you got time to be sitting right here.
Anyone that is able to run for president is too old.
Well, I have no fucking clue what he's talking about.
Well, you
but
know what, hairy guy? You can run for president at 35, fudge nuts.
Yeah, I'm not
35.
Too old. Hey, and by the way, Kenny Dickman did say that he could see straight up your nose hair, but guess what, Kenny Dickman? You can probably also see my sweat because your fucking air conditioning don't work.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, thanks for the broken air conditioner. It's about 90 degrees here in the sauna. And
it is 90 degrees.
Is it really?
It is literally 90 degrees in here.
Oh, great.
It feels great.
Hey, Kenny, you got a TV that doesn't work? I need a new one.
Oh, shit. You should try to get that fucking $50 gift certificate and maybe get an air conditioner off Pure Romance.
Yeah.
Draw me a Blumpkin, motherfucker.
That's another thing. Speaking of TVs, I'm TV shopping.
Yeah, you are.
58, 59, 60 inches, what I'm looking for.
Oh, I thought you were just
talking
about your age.
Anybody seen any... Fuck off. If anybody saw any really good sales lately while scouring anything, send me a message because I need a TV tomorrow.
Have you checked Craigslist?
I've checked Craigslist, and I don't know if I trust those fuckers. The one I saw at Walmart.
TVs are legit because you can plug them in and see them. You know what I mean? Like, I won't buy a TV off someone on Craigslist unless it's plugged in and I can see that it works.
Well, the Walmart one, I think, is the best deal. Right now, it's the Walmart brand, and there's not a whole lot of reviews on it because it's brand new. But it's a 58-inch Ultra 4K with built-in Roku, and it's $278. Is that, like, too good to be true price, or is that... Yeah,
I don't know, but you also got to look at... It is a good price, but you might be able to get something cheaper that's not Ultra 4K because most of the shit you watch doesn't even pump out Ultra 4K.
Right.
So it's kind of a useless feature at the moment.
Right.
Maybe be more useful in the future, but at the moment that you're paying for something, you're not really even going to use that much.
Yeah, but all the other TVs of different brands are more expensive than that without the Ultra 4K.
Well, then you go with the cheap one, so it don't really matter.
I mean, it's got the fucking warranty like everything else. I should be okay.
Yeah, especially at Walmart or something like that. Those are easy to do returns at places.
Hey, we haven't talked about dicks or assholes yet. Why don't we get pussy involved in this?
All right, sounds like a good idea. I haven't looked at his email yet this week, so maybe they're all three clean questions.
No, I doubt that. The one in the middle will be.
Maybe.
Hey, guys, we're on this pilgrimage, by the way, to get more YouTube subscribers. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. We're going through a whole bunch of different motions upcoming to just broaden the listening audience a little bit. And everything I've read about says subscribers, subscribers, subscribers. So please subscribe.
You said please. That was nice of you.
I did, and I meant it.
You may as well keep on saying please because the internet here is slower than molasses, apparently.
It's an East Side thing.
Is that an East Side thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know who my internet's through. I couldn't even tell you. I think Cincinnati Bell.
Oh, is it the fiber optic thing?
Yeah, anybody have a better internet, let me know. I mean, I feel like I'm paying like $80 a month right now, too, for it. So
just for internet?
Just for internet.
Yeah, see,
like $86. I mean, it was one of those things where it starts out at like $35,
and then slowly gets you. Stick it right in your asshole, yeah.
It goes up 1 year, and then you're there another year, and it goes up again somehow. You're better off always being a new customer.
I'm locked into a Spectrum price, a really good Spectrum price, until November. See, and then they're probably going to lube up the fist and stick it right in my cornhole.
Spectrum typically, unless you're getting cable and everything else, doesn't come cheaper.
I got cable with it.
Yeah, I don't ever do cable.
But they said, hey, you can get it even cheaper if you get a phone. I said, who the fuck has a landline? You want to talk about looking old? Give me a landline phone.
Yeah, my parents were the last people that I know that had landline, and since they've divorced, I don't think either of them have landline anymore.
Yeah, fuck no.
All right, so we are looking at our man this week, GetPussy69. What do you guess his name is?
I've been really close the last 3 weeks. So, he went with PP the last 2 weeks. So I'm going to differ from that.
Okay.
And, I'm going to say he went to something a little more vulgar. I think he's spreading his wings a little bit and I think he's going to, cunt. That's where I think he's going.
Okay. Cunt.
I think he's going with, cunt collector.
Cunt collector.
Yeah. He wants multiple cunts.
I like that name.
I do, too.
No, he did get with the old double letter. He went with Taco Toucher. He actually went pretty light. Taco Toucher isn't that bad. It could go a bunch of different ways.
Got a little extra cheese on that taco, huh?
Shut up, Cincinnati. What is your normal protocol for taking a dump in a public place? Do you use one of those toilet seat covers, put down toilet paper on the seat, or just say fuck it and raw dog it and sit on the seat with your bare ass cheeks?
I wipe it down with toilet paper, and before I do that, I make sure if there's like a drop of pee on it or anything, I go to the next one if humanly possible.
Yeah, same here.
Because you still got the little microbes and whatnot. But I go in there and I just get a wad of toilet paper and I'll just wipe off the whole seat and the middle where your balls or dickhead will touch. I just wipe it down that way. But I don't hover. I sit on it. But I don't use those gaskets because those cowboy hats that you put on the fucking thing, sometimes they're not ripped all the way.
Yeah.
And you fucking drop a turd on it, and it'll take about 2-3 seconds before it breaks the paper and falls down. So by then, your ass cheeks are tainted with your own poop.
Well, I feel like normal people would look to make sure it wasn't not like that before they sat down and shit. But, I mean, you do your thing,
Chris. I'm far from normal.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very similar to you besides if the toilet seat looks clean, I don't even use the toilet paper. I give it the good look. You know, if it has anything on it, I'll try to go to the next toilet. I also look down below the toilet because the worst thing is you look at the toilet, it's clean, you sit down, you put your pants down, and now they're sitting in some piss that are on the ground.
And your pants are in it, too.
Yeah, now you got pissy pants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The rest of the workday, especially, because we have to go in public bathrooms at work all the time. Yeah, I always look. I never really wipe it down unless it's dirty. And otherwise, I just sit down and take a shit. I think there's a special place in hell for those fuckers that use the little sitting cover and then don't put them away after they shit.
Right.
So you go in there and that fucking cover's still on the seat. That I really fucking bugs me.
Well, generally, depending on where I am, you said, what's your regular ritual for taking a shit? What I'll generally do is I'll clean the seat off real good. I'll sit down. I'll take a nice big dump. I'll wipe my ass. I'll stick the paper to the side of the bowl and I'll leave it as a trophy for the next guy.
Yeah, you're a cunt. Yeah, that is kind of, and he's not lying. This is generally his way of doing things.
Ask Nick Minitti. He'll tell you all about that.
Yeah, I just take a shit and try to get out.
Well, most toilets these days auto flush for you.
At work nowadays, I'll spend a little bit of time looking at my phone the whole time I'm on a shitter because it's the only place you could not have a mask. So I go to the shitter for fresh air. It's fucking.
But yeah, I cannot sit on a toilet seat that's got even a drop of pee on it. I've gotta go to the next one. I get real creeped out. I'm like, what? Who's the scumbag whose pee this was? So I pass.
Hey, you know what? Now that I think about it, Whoopi said she couldn't be here this week because she was having her birthday party, and then she just told us her birthday party was yesterday.
Yeah.
You lying twat. Anyways,
you
next.
Fucking lying blumpkiner.
All right. Political views aside, well, that's tough. Just strictly on trying to make money, who would you guys pick in a presidential betting odds? Joe Biden -170, Trump +155. These lines are current.
Right now, I'd go Trump +155. And if Joe Biden keeps doing any more of those Dick Clark kind of interviews, the number's going to go down.
I'm also taking Trump with the plus odds. I think as this gets closer, I really do think Biden's going to pull it out.
He's losing his mind, dude.
That doesn't matter. They're both crazy.
Yeah, but he's making speeches like Dick Clark doing his last fucking New Year's Eve thing where he's talking Chinese. You don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
I haven't even seen him, so I don't know. Anyways, I think Biden's going to pull it out just because Trump hate's really strong, as it should be. I'm like you just said, take politics out of it. I'm betting for the underdog kind of guy. I'm not rooting for Donald Trump. Don't take it that way. But I definitely am taking the +155 odds if I'm just looking at a sporting event.
Yeah, without a doubt, right now.
But I don't know if you should trust me because I got my fucking ass waxed last night on fucking MMA. So I'm not the best gambler in the world.
Who would you take in a fight, Trump or Biden?
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump's a bigger guy. He seems to be a little bit more together. I mean, they're both. Biden's probably going to have better cardio, you know, if it goes a little bit further. Trump's a big lumpy motherfucker. But, just based on size
alone.
Biden will
forget to cover up and stuff.
Just based on size alone, I'm going to take Trump.
Yeah, me
too.
I'm
not going to take it on age or health. They're both fucking unhealthy and old. So.
Yeah, that's a fact. But, yeah, without a doubt, get pussy. Right now, with those odds, I'd have to go with Don.
All right, question number three. What would you guys do if you went home with a girl who was a solid 9.5, 10, but once you got her pants off, she had the ugliest and most rank pussy you've ever seen or smelt, and she wants you to munch her box and then bang her. Do you continue and finish the job or pretend you fell asleep or just bail? All right. Regards, get pussy, 69.
Regards.
It's always regards. All right. 9.5, 10, but just got the stankiest pussy, ugly, looks at you funny kind of vagina that you've ever seen. Do you go about your business or do you basically get out of the situation?
I've said this 1,000 times and I'm not going to.
Or pretend you fell asleep. What the fuck are we talking about? No, pretend we fell asleep. Does she have a comfortable bed? Why am I sticking around?
I've told you 1,000 times, get pussy. I don't eat the stinky ones. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't eat the stinky
ones. Oh, that's right. She demanded the box be tended to before fucking.
Well, that's against my religion, sweetheart. I'm not eating a stinky one. I don't care if it's the Mother Teresa. I'm not eating the stinky one.
So you're just bailing.
I have no choice. I'm not going to do anything bullshit like fall asleep. I would just make some excuse like, I don't like doing that. I'm not very good at it. I don't eat stinky ones. I can't.
I think the trick here is to pretend and see if you can get the heavy petting and everything else that goes along with this hot-ass girl to work until the pussy eating has to happen. So, you know, you're going down, but you're not getting too close. Then you're going back up and working the tits a little bit. You know, maybe
yeah,
go back up.
Yeah, but she's not, according to this email, she's not allowing that. She's saying, eat this now.
Well, that's not exactly what it did. It just says in order to bang her, you have to munch her.
I can't do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're getting the everything before the munch. You got to get your fucking money's worth. You're looking at a 9.5, 10.
Yeah, but playing with titties is only a fucking teaser. I need the vag. And if the vag is beat up and stinky.
No, but you can build up for the spank bank for later. I'm just saying you make the first, very, very, very first part a foreplay last as long as possible, and then you ditch.
Here's what I do. She's a 9.5 or 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you don't know if it stinks all the time. It might just stink this once, you know?
Yeah.
Time of the month, just got over, whatever. So here what I'd do would be real smart about it.
Real smart.
We'd be making out. She'd be naked. I'd be looking at a 9.5, 10 going, God damn, this is fucking hot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came time to do anything physical, I'd do this to her face, stroke her face, rub my hands through her hair, and say, I just respect you too much to do anything right now. Give her a kiss, and I'd leave. And you know what she'd be thinking? Fuck, what a good guy. Maybe next time I'll bathe this fucking disaster dumpster fire and really let him go to town with it.
You know what? That is the right move.
It is.
That is 100% the right move. Have some dignity.
I don't want to rush this, honey. I like you too much. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
And hope the next time it turns out better.
Yeah. Hope the next time that maybe it tightens up a little bit and, you know, doesn't smell like a cannery.
I think that is the move. There you go. Get pussy 69.
Yeah, that's. Think about it. Every girl's going to go, oh, even as horny as I am, what a nice guy.
What a sweet
fella. 9.5 or 10, she's fucking, she's eye candy. You know what I mean? She's arm candy.
I get you. I think that's the right move.
I just like you too much, honey. I don't want to rush you. I just like you.
Hey, so baseball season started. We're 1-1. Joey Votto, 2-for-2 as far as home runs
and
games.
Loving it. And fucking God knows the Moose came through yesterday, or 2 days ago, and yesterday. Got another hit yesterday.
Yeah.
2-for-3, game one.
Starting pitching has looked good.
Starting pitching's looked phenomenal.
Our weakness, I think last year is the same as this year with that fucking closer. I just don't think he's the best closer.
Raisel Iglesias should have been dumped a long time ago.
Yeah, now, I don't really get it.
I don't get it either.
Garrett's my closer.
I like Garrett.
Garrett's my closer right now. It's just who I'm using. I trust him the most.
Yeah, Iglesias blew more big games than anybody in the league last year, I think.
Why is I've always wondered this, and maybe I really don't have an answer for it. How come the closing position? Now I'm saying that Garrett should be the closer. Now Garrett's typically considered the 7/8 pitcher. You know what I mean, the 7th inning, 8th inning guy. But the bottom line is he gets people out, but he doesn't have that overpowering fastball.
No.
I feel like closers, for whatever reason, have always been guys that have the overpowering fastball. Really, the most important thing is that you get 3 outs. It's not really you strike them out.
But
I'm just wondering
why
that's such a thing. Like, why isn't a guy... Now, granted, this guy's a bad excuse because he was such a great starting pitcher, but I'm just saying his type of stuff, someone like a Maddox, you know what I mean, that maybe only had Maddox stuff for one inning. But still, I would rather have a fresh Maddox pitch in my 9th inning than I would most fucking closers.
Well, but the thing about Amir Garrett...
Despite the style.
Amir Garrett can give you multiple innings if need be.
Yes.
These days, a closer is going to give you 2 or 3 outs, and that's it.
Well, that's fine, but what I'm saying is that's a very important position, so why not put your best foot forward?
Well,
regardless of what their stuff is.
Well, like I said, I think they use Garrett as a middle reliever because if, you know, he's lighten it up and they want to leave him in another inning, they can. Guys like Aroldis Chapman, who granted was a starter at one time,
You're
throwing 102, 103. I'm going to ask you for about 15 pitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. Amir Garrett's more of a pitcher than that.
I got to go back. We do have a comment that I have to revisit the past question about the kitty needs a bath situation.
Okay.
And this is such a girl thing, and Whoopi brought it to us in the comment, and this is a girl thinking, and they're right. The move... That was Harold. Harold just died. Harold the fly. Rest in peace. All right. The move is actually, you can still fuck around that first date, but just say, hey, you know what's really sexy? I like to eat pussy while they're bathing. Take them to the bath. So you're just going to eat their pussy in the shower so you can clean it real good and then eat it. It's a good move because then you can get it done on the first try.
It's a good move, but...
You got to have some game to get there. This isn't an easy move.
Well, because, I mean, the girl flat out says, you ain't fucking me until you're eating me.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And it's going to look funny when you go down there a little bit and then come back up and they go, hey, we should do this in the shower.
Okay. Well,
you got to have some good fucking
talking.
That's
awesome,
talking,
but here's the difference with that. You know, you've taken a shower with women before. I have, too. You generally spend a little time, you know, soaping up titties and butts and stuff like
course.
That, and then you make out, and then you're doing this and you're doing that. If you go in there and you're getting ready for this sexy shower and bath with this girl, and you basically put the work goggles on and start scrubbing the hell out of that bush, she's going to know something's up.
Where's your loofah?
Yeah, give me a loofah. I'm going to jam it up there and fucking twist it around and get everything here. And she's going to know. You're not going
to
trick her.
You have to do it slow and sensual.
Yeah, but there's no slow and sensual. She's going to say, why are you spending so much time soaping my pussy down? Do I stink? That's what she's going to think.
Well, you know, then at least you got to take a shower, whatever.
Well, I say you're probably going to get it pretty good and clean if you just soak her in a hot tub.
Yeah.
You know, you got some bubbles in there. The bubbles are doing their thing. And then when you're in there, you know, you just run the hand down once or twice to get the cheese off. I mean.
The cheese.
I mean,
fucking cheese,
the foam, anything that's built up during the course of her day. But I think she's going to be on to you for that.
And it's an idea. I don't know. I think you could work it, but I think you do have to have a lot of game to get in that situation to make
it work.
Yeah,
you do.
That's not a normal guy work. That's a fellow that knows what he's doing.
Get her in the shower. I like it. I like it, Whoop. But the thing about it is, like I said, if she's all hot and heavy, she's like, now. She might say, I don't want to fucking shower now.
Yeah.
And then what? Because you've already committed, hey, I'm going to eat that. But if you say to her, I'm going to eat that if you shower and clean that fucking train wreck off, and she's going to go, well, fuck you. She's a 9.5, a 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to do whatever I can to get a repeat because of the way, you know, how hot she is, but I can't eat the stinky ones because if I eat the stinky one, okay, and I'm down there, and my throat's fucking sweating, and I'm smelling it.
My throat's sweating.
I'm not going to get hard. I don't care if you're 12. If I'm eating a raw fish, I ain't getting hard.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. So what's the point? And then you're an impotent fuck. Insensitive and impotent.
Yeah, double boom. You're marked down in the book.
Yeah. Who knows, man? I just...
Hey, talking about impotent fucks... Did those people pick up their sex toys yet? Are they impotent fucks and they're useless?
Nobody. The only person that sent me a message was actually Mars has claimed hers.
All right. Good for Mars.
Keyshawn is still a winner. We've got Bob is a winner.
Yeah.
Kenny's a winner. And I believe there's one other. But I've still got all those sex toys in my car. So,
it's true.
If you haven't picked them up yet, and I know you haven't because I've got them, you better hurry because they're getting fucked fast.
You're going to get some used sex toys if you don't get them.
Like I said, I tried out the pocket pussy. It's fun. I mean, it's a good time. It's nothing you want to keep forever. But
yeah,
you said I've still got all your toys, and all you got to do is tell me you want them. I can't exactly bring them into work, guys. I'm going to have to meet you in the parking lot or something. It'll be like I'm selling crack or something, except I'm selling cock rings and butt plugs and things like that.
Hey, you know what I did this week that I haven't done in a bit?
What?
I sharted. I had a nice shart the other night.
Tell me about it.
Well,
hey, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, Jason here shit his pants.
Yeah, I sharted. You know, I thought it was a fart. It was a shit. I was wrong. And it comes with such a classic story. It comes with the classic story. Well,
ears.
I shouldn't say classic story, but a classic beginning to the story. On the way home from work, I didn't get off till 4 in the morning. And you get off at 4 in the morning. I prefer to cook for myself. But when you get home at 4:30, man,
Taco Bell,
you're not feeling like cooking. And ever since the fucking corona, the only thing open past 3 in the morning in my area or on the way home is the White Castle. The White Castles. And I've ate way too much fucking White Castles the last 3 weeks.
On the night in question, how many did you get?
I got no Whiteys. I never do, right? Well, if I do, I get at most I get two. I got 2 chicken ring sandwiches and 2 fish sandwiches. That's my bag. Then I get the fries with the cheese dip and the drink. And I just...
So you're not eating any of those fucking dehydrated onions. You're not even getting near those.
No, they don't put it on any of those. No. So, I don't have any of that stuff. But either way, I finished Whitey's. I farted, and it wasn't a fart. And, you know, when I was sitting down, so it went...
On the couch?
On the chair in the kitchen. So it went up the crack. You know what I mean? And it was just that feeling walking up to the fucking...
It went up towards
toilet.
Your back.
Yeah.
How much was in there? Did it reach the underwear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was actual shit on the undies. It was gross.
Here's the question.
And it smelled so bad.
Did you throw those underwear away or did you keep them?
I fiddled. All right. I like these underwear.
They should have went in the fire pit
and
immediately.
We've had some talks about underwear recently at work. And a good pair of underwear goes a long way. And I like the bamboo underwear. So they're like a real silky kind of feel to them.
Like the Under Armour.
Not really. It's a little bit different. It's more like the Modal kind of underwear,
yeah.
Like those kind. Like, you know, they're not. They cost a pretty penny.
And you just put some pudding in this one.
And I just put some pudding in this one. It's like, do I? So, you know, I had paper towels in the bathroom, and I thought about just wiping the actual external shit off and then throwing them in the hamper. But no, I threw them away. And not only threw them away, I got them out of the house. I didn't want Carmen to come. She has, my wife has the mega nose. Like, she can smell something three houses over. And so hey, I did
ladies,
not want to hear about that. So I took them outside.
He's taken.
Yeah.
He's taken. Ladies.
So I put them in a small garbage bag and took them straight to the fucking
outside garbage can. Did you tell Carmen the next day you shit your pants?
Hell no. That's part of the reason that I didn't want to fucking leave them in the house.
Well, she knows now.
Yeah, she knows now. Whatever. It's all for show at this point.
Hey, Carmen, your husband shit his pants.
Sure did. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last.
Oh, see, I've thrown every pair of underwear away when I've shit my pants, and I've thrown away some fucking top-notch underwear. But you got to do it, man.
You got to do it. And you got to not shit your pants. But sometimes those farts are fucking dangerous, man.
Did you feel a fart coming, so you pushed, trying to get a little more noise out of it?
Yes. Well, not more noise. Just get the gas out, you know? Just get it done with.
And you went...
And it was just... All right. Time to go to the shitter. And then you do the fucking walk there, like...
Hey, I want to thank Daddy White, Paul from work. Paul turned me on to these underwear at Target. I don't remember what they're called, but they're expensive as fuck. They're like almost like $10 a pair.
They're expensive as fuck.
These are top quality drawers.
There's some people out there paying like hundreds of dollars for underwear. We're like, $10, expensive as fuck. But it is, I agree with you, $10 is a lot for
one
pair.
I normally pay like, you know, $5-6 a pair.
Yeah.
But these are top quality draws.
$10 isn't a bad deal, though. I mean, when you really think about what underwear do, how important they are, and how long they usually last, $10 is a steal.
Right. Now, you should have disposable underwear.
I'm guessing if we added the amount of sharts I've took and the amount of sharts you've took, you have much more sharts than me.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, mostly
I've told
because
you, I've pooped myself in about 15 U.S. states.
And you've been much more of a drinker in your lifetime than I have.
Yeah,
and
there's
that's,
no arguing
and,
that.
And those two sometimes run together, the sharts and the drinking a little too much. So,
Kenny, I did get your message, by the way. I'm sorry I haven't replied. I don't know where to meet you. You don't work with us anymore. I don't know where to meet you. So unless you tell me, hey, can you meet me here at this time?
He prefers the Lion's Den off 71.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I've got a frequent member card. But I'll meet you wherever you want as long as it's not too far. I mean, we're talking about, you know, $18 worth of toys here. I ain't driving to fucking Florence for that. But
you can find Kenny at Costco buying chicken wings pretty much 4 days a week.
Can you? You can also find him at some auction place buying broken air conditioners. He's real big into that.
Is he a broken air conditioner guy?
Well, you got one.
That's true. I did get a broken
Kenny,
air conditioner.
Kenny, it is 90 degrees. And you know what? You're a hell of a nice guy.
Actually, I went down the 88. Shout out to Kenny for that 2 degrees of fucking greatness I just got. It was probably just a breeze blew in.
I'm getting a message from my boss at work, so I will respond with a message.
Just tell him to fuck off.
I like this one.
It doesn't matter. That's why you wouldn't send fuck off to someone you didn't like. They would take it the wrong way.
All right.
You can say fuck off
so
to your
Kenny,
friends.
Tell me where you want me to meet. I'll meet you. I've got your toys, and yours aren't even fucked yet. So let me know.
Can't say the same for Keyshawn. Yours might have a little poo-poo on the end of it. Don't worry about it. All right? It washes off. You can use one of those toilet seat covers to wash it off. Apparently those things are the fucking beacon of cleanness.
You know what? I don't understand. Those things are very thin.
I don't think they do anything.
I don't either.
They get dirty. That's all they do.
But before we got back to this shit, we were talking. Let me wrap this up real quick. I agree with you. Raisel Iglesias is not the closer for us. We need somebody a little top notch.
Right. We were talking about baseball.
We weren't done on it. Yeah. Amir Garrett, he can give you 2.5 innings if you need him to.
Yeah.
That's why he's a middle reliever. Granted, he's the best closer for the job, but you need him to stay in his middle reliever role and get a more quality closer that can come in here and shut the door. Iglesias, man, he serves up meatballs, and he's got a good arm. He's just not hitting the spots. He's not hitting the corners. He's going right down the fucking middle with it, and these guys are teeing off on him. Reds were losing when I got here.
Yeah.
And even if they go 1-2 today, I'm still predicting fucking wire to wire for the Red Lakes. And now, yesterday, they were in a tie for the lead. Then the Cardinals won. It's like two teams at 1-1, one at 0-something, and Milwaukee beat the Cubs. So it's like everybody's 1-1.
Yeah, no one's undefeated.
Yeah, except for the Cardinals, who are 2-1.
You know, I'd love to see the Reds go out and win this little 60-game thing, of course. But I know unless we win again within the next 2 years, it'll never be looked at as legitimate.
No, but with this team, we can.
Yeah, but I'll still take it. I'll take an illegitimate championship at this point, Cincinnati.
I mean, fucking
come on.
Moustakas is a monster. I'm real excited for Shogo Akiyama. He came in the first
game.
Look
at you out there nailing that fucking name. I would have tripped all over that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, arigato. And he had a great catch against the fence. Mm-hmm. He came in the sixth inning, got a hit first time up. He got the first hit today. Quality player. Me right now, Aristides came back up yesterday when Davidson went on the DL for testing for the Rona. Davidson's got the Rona. He started the first game and then he tests positive later that day.
Yeah.
Barnhart's wife's having a baby, so they brought up Aristides came up, who never should have went down in the first place.
I didn't understand that.
To me, you get rid of Iglesias and you say hasta la vista to Jesse Winker.
He's not bad. He's just, there's enough at that position.
Well, we have better to fill that spot.
Yeah.
Aquino will fill that spot better than Winker.
Yeah. I mean, if you can combine those two maybe in a trade or whatever and get a decent reliever or something, take it.
Well, I mean, we've got good relievers.
I know, but you never have enough.
No, but we carried more pitchers last year than most teams. We carried 12 pitchers.
Yeah.
Most teams carry 10.
I would have really loved that we went out and got a quality catcher this year, and I know we tried, but it just fell through.
Yeah, we tried, but... Man, really, as far as like quality catchers,
there's not many.
A half or a dozen.
Yeah, there's not many.
There's not that many, and they're locked into big deals. I thought it would be so fucking funny to go out. I mean, Barnhart to me, great backup.
Yeah, it's not that he's a bad player. He's just
Casale could fit somewhere, but Casale's going to have to fit somewhere that's already got a lot of offensive power, and he doesn't have to provide it because he's not going to provide it. He got a dinger today, I think. I think he got a home run today. You love that term, dinger, don't you?
Yeah, I do like the term dinger. That's not what I was laughing at, though.
But I'm excited. I really think we win it. Fucking Castellanos is, you know, he's got a couple hits already. He's a great fucking right fielder. So we got right field locked up. I'm not 100% sold on Nick Senzel starting in center. I'm not. Akiyama's a fucking center fielder by trade. Yeah. They moved him to left. Senzel's kind of paid his dues and deserves to be here, and he had a good, decent year last year. I'm just not sold on him 100%.
No, but you got to give him a shot at the same time. Yeah. Hey, man, it's not would you rather time, but it is would you rather time because we got one aimed at you in a comment section. So let me read this to you.
Oh, we do. Who made it?
Harry guy.
Harry guy.
Hey, Chris, would you rather suck off a tranny once a week for a year or have anal beads put in your ass and ripped out as fast as possible once a month for a year?
How big are the beads?
Well, we're not going to get these answers, so we're just going to have to go with that.
Well, the last time that the anal beads got ripped out really hard,
so we're just going to go with
my colon.
Yeah, we're going to take just normal size anal beads, the ones you had the other day, whatever. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know the fucking range of anal beads. I'm not in the market, so it's never been a thing.
And how often is my anal beads going to be ripped out?
Your anal beads are ripped out as fast as possible, for once a month for a year, or suck off a tranny. Suck off a tranny once a week for a year.
I'm going with the beads.
Just because timing?
Just because I'd rather not have a penis in my mouth. And?
But it's a tranny penis. Does that make it any better?
Well, I'm trans friendly. We all know.
I know, but for real, does that make it any better? If I was
it's
to
a
go,
penis.
To go suck off Chuck that fucking, you know, fixes cars down at the Lowe's. They don't fix cars there, but you know what I'm talking about. Or fucking Nancy, who used to be a dude and still has a dick, but now identifies as a lady.
It's a penis.
It's a penis. I get that.
I'm going with the anal beads.
So there's no difference to you, though? A dick's a dick?
A penis is a penis, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you keep on having to use the medical term.
Well, I just, I'd rather not suck a dick. I mean, no, think about those beads I had last time. Now, the time that girl ripped them out and almost pulled my guts with her,
yeah,
those were the old-fashioned beads. It was a long piece of string with individually tied beads in the middle.
Yeah.
The ones I have now, they're on a little nice little handle.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I don't really think you could pull much out with that. So I'm going with those. By month three or four, I'm probably digging it. You know, be a little fear like the first couple times you go. Yeah. Okay. Is this going to hurt? Oh, that hurt a little bit. Oh, it wasn't bad, though. I'm going with the beads.
Who's doing it, too? That's a big question. Like, who is pulling out these anal beads? Because there's different ways you can go with it. If it's someone you don't like, maybe the 10th muffin surprise, you don't fucking shit for a little while. When they pull it out, they get blasted.
Well,
and then you get a kick out of it. That's a ha-ha.
The beads, the beads are only about 6 long.
I don't know. So, yeah, you're going with the beads. What I would do, I'd go with the beads also. I ain't fucking sucking someone's dick. Like, it's once a week? That's a lot of dick sucking.
That's a lot of dick.
I mean, honestly, if you would have said once a month with either or of those, I'm probably going with the anal beads. So
I'm going with the beads anytime.
The once
first
a week
of all,
is just
like
getting
beads.
With dick for a
I
year.
I like beads. We all know this. I like anal beads. Okay? Right. It hurt the one time that
not
she
pulled
them out.
Not to get all excited about it.
Plus,
right.
When she... Now, here's another thing. When she pulled them out, like the lawnmower starting, she was riding me. So mm-hmm. they came up instead of straight out.
Yeah, that probably makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I'm on all fours eating the pillow with my butt in the air and somebody's just going, that's probably not going to hurt. Let's go with the beats.
Oh, God, what a gross fucking image.
Hey, hairy
got.
Guy, how come you're not shooting darts or anything? You could be over here fucking making the show better, fuckface.
I don't know if he'd actually be making the show better, but either way, I like the insult.
He said somebody, a small set, yeah, and somebody different every time. Well, I'd like to get my third grade teacher to pull them out the first time. Yeah. If I could pick who it was, you know, the second time it's going to be Screech from Saved by the Bell. We'll be pulling them out the second time.
That'd be good.
I'm going to pick somebody different every mm-hmm. time. Somebody fucking cool.
Gallagher.
Isn't he dead?
Well, there's two of them. Maybe the other one.
Yeah.
There's Gallagher and another, also Gallagher. What does the other guy go by now?
I don't know.
I think it's still a Gallagher version, but who fucking knows?
Ooh, Rosie O'Donnell would be a month three. She'd pull him out.
Well, she'd be the one that you don't shit for a month?
She'd be the one I shit on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you're backloaded, so when she shoves it out, she's...
Yeah, I'm not pooping for like a week.
She's doing the plunger effect and coming out with it.
Yeah, I'd poop all over Rosie. I don't like her.
I know, you really don't like her. I don't really have an issue with her one way or the other. I don't pay her any attention.
No,
I feel like she hasn't been in the media forever.
No, she hasn't. She's
what the fuck Rosie O'Donnell do?
Got the wife and like... 8 adopted kids, and she's just kind of doing
her
thing.
Helping adopted kids. You're out here hating her.
Well, I don't hate her for that. I hate her just because I think she's an asshole. I don't care what your political views are or your social views. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
I don't know. I liked her in A League of Her Own.
You did? See, I didn't like her in that.
She was all right.
I liked her in Sleepless in Seattle.
I don't remember that movie. I don't even know if I've ever seen that movie.
I liked her in that.
Yeah. I liked it. Maybe I just liked A League of Her Own. I don't know.
That was a good movie.
But hey, guess what? Girls' sports suck.
There's no crying.
They can make a good movie, but that's about it.
I don't know. Gina Davis, who's, I think, part man.
Yeah, but you're naming movies. I'm saying girl sports suck.
Some.
Well, I mean, outside of the ones that you're going to get perverted for, like fucking beach volleyball.
No, I get perverted for that, but tennis. They're also fucking incredible athletes. And
well,
I'll tell you what.
Not as exciting, though.
No, but, I mean, let's face it. I mean... Some of the best fights we've seen in the last 6 months have been girl fights.
Fights are one of the exceptions, for sure.
These girls are
There's definitely exceptions. You know what? Maybe I'm just hating on the WNBA, because I was thinking about that the other day. They made a big deal because it was their first game, and I was like, who the fuck was out there trying to get the WNBA to start back up like we give a shit? Like, that ain't worth the fucking test. No one watches that shit.
Hey, I got a COVID email.
A COVID email? Do we got the COVID? You got the COVID? Did you get tested? Positive?
No, but somebody's calling me, and I will call them after.
Hey, man, let's try not to fuck with her phone in the middle of a podcast.
I thought it might have been a message, a text or something.
Who gives a shit?
About it. Yeah, did Harry Guy respond?
No.
You're supposed
different.
To be playing anal darts right now. Instead, you're fucking throwing comments here. You could be here doing the work, so the talent here.
The talent,
doesn't have to worry about
it. Super talented over here.
I'm saying Reds... 38 and 22. That's my guess. 38 and 22.
38 and 22. That's, yeah, I could see right around there.
Yeah.
40-20, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I say 38-22 and...
win every series, basically.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're only playing against, what, 7 teams?
It's kind of ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but I get it. It doesn't matter. These are all MLB teams, you know.
Well, we're playing our own division a lot. So, I mean, I think that's important.
That's all we're playing.
Yeah, well, and the National Leagues.
American League Central
but
as well.
But that division kind of sucks is the thing.
We got a tough division. We got the Cubs, we got the Brewers, and we got the fucking Cardinals.
Our division is tough.
Yeah.
The American League version of the Central is not tough right
no.
now.
No.
They was. Kansas City was one of the best not that long ago. But
I mean, who you got in the East? The Nats, that's it?
True.
You going to play Pittsburgh? You going to play the fucking Mets? You know what I'm saying? You're going to play the Nets. If you're in the East, you're playing the Nets.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're right. Every division has its little faults, but either way, we'll...
You know that Yasiel Puig was supposed to sign with the Braves.
Yeah, then he got the vid.
He got the Rona, and they said no.
Yeah. I tell you, man, I don't know what Puig's asking for, but I liked Puig.
I liked... You know what I liked about Puig? He was in a giant fucking hitting slump while he was here. Let's face it. He didn't hit his weight.
No.
He hit some home runs.
That's what I mean. It depends on what you get him for.
But what I liked about him and what I like about Moustakas, I like any team or any player that's happy to be here.
Yes, he loved it.
And when they come here, they're going to put 110% in, and they want to be part of this team, and they want to make this team win. And that's what will make me a giant fan. I don't care if you're a dick or not. That's what I like.
I like Puig because of his passion. You could just tell he fucking loved it on the
field.
Yeah. He gave everything he had to it, and he just, I don't know, I just dug the dude.
Some guys come into a new team, and they feel like the outsider, and, you know, they either come in with an ego or they come in real quiet, blah, blah, blah. Puig came busting in. It's like, I'm here, guys. How can I help you win?
Yeah.
And that's what Moustakas is doing, Castellanos, and that's what I fucking love. And that's why I told you lately, I'm a Phoenix Suns fan.
Yeah.
But every time I see a fucking interview, I become more of a Jimmy Butler guy than ever.
Why do you like Jimmy Butler so much?
I just like him. I just think he's a cool dude, and I've always liked him as a player.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing all these interviews. For some reason, he's doing a bunch of interviews on different things. And I'm like, this is a down-to-earth dude. This is a fucking guy I can relate with. And he's got a little bit of an ego, but it's not a giant LeBron ego or anything like that. He's a fucking level-headed dude who goes out there and plays hard and seems pretty... I'm a Butler fan, but I can't root for the Heat.
See, I don't think LeBron has that big of an ego, but...
I don't like anybody or anything in Miami.
Yeah, I'm not a Miami fan. Never have been. No. Besides the beaches, which I've never been to, but I've seen pictures, and I love the way their bikinis look.
Yeah, there's some fucking...
There's some really good-looking women down in Miami, but outside of that...
Become the hot spot of the fucking country for partying and... You know?
But outside of that, no, as far as teams are concerned, I don't think I've ever liked anything in Miami.
Fuck no. Are you going to root for the fucking Marlins?
Well, I kind of had...
The Dolphins?
I liked the idea of the Marlins for a while there. The Marlins were the ones that really embraced that small market baseball where they built two fucking championship teams and this completely...
And then dumped the whole team.
Because that's the way you'd have to do it in that market.
Yeah,
unless
you'd
never
have to.
Win again.
Right.
They did it the smart way. You have to get rid of them and get young prospects to maybe have a chance to win 5 years later from now.
But
you
they
lock
went
yourself
from
into
winning
a big...
the World Series to fourth place
But that's
division.
The way you have to do it. You can look on the other side like the Reds during that time, or, you know, go out and get Ken Griffey Jr., which was awesome. You got to see my favorite player of all time play for my home team. Didn't turn out the best, but I was very excited when it happened. But it crippled the team for like 8 years because of the contract. The amount of money they brought in didn't justify spending more money than what they already paid him.
And
so
he
they
took
could
a
never,
sizable pay cut.
Yeah,
to
and
come
he took
here.
A pay cut. But what I'm saying is they, at that time, that crippled it. Meanwhile, Miami's out there just winning by getting young talent and winning while they're real young and then dumping them off and getting more young talent. That was the way to play the game. And look, they got two championships over that time. So good for them.
Yeah, but look at like the 70s Reds.
But I still don't like Miami.
Well, they dumped nobody and won for the whole fucking decade. Won four World Series in one fucking decade.
It's a different generation. They didn't have free agency back then.
And they didn't pay them the kind of money
That was normal back then. Usually players only play for one or maybe two teams.
Right.
It was different. You can't really compare those two.
I agree.
Otherwise, teams like Miami would probably have fucking six championships by now because those players would have stuck with those teams forever, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact.
They could have been huge.
But like I said, I'm a Butler guy, but I can't vote for the Heat. I can't root for the Heat.
Even the Reds have had to give away a lot of good talent over the years because they just couldn't afford to re-sign them again, you know?
I'm not 100% sold on Freddie Galvis. I wish they would have fucking kept Iglesias around one more year because fucking Baltimore got him for a steal.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Iglesias fan, though. I just felt like he couldn't really hit that much. He had an okay year last year.
Defensively,
was
a machine.
Defensively, he was good.
He's got twice the range that Galvis has. But the thing I like about Galvis is he's a switch hitter, which is always nice to have. He can hit well from both sides. And he can give you a pop and hit a dinger every now and then.
And I feel like he's hungry. I think he's trying to prove something. So
I
don't mind
Toronto
him.
Last year.
You can't get fucking nine aces. You know what I mean? You got to deal with some positions not being that great on a team like the Reds. They can't spend Yankee money.
Oh, no. We
and
don't
even
have
teams
Yankee
like,
money.
And even teams like the Yankees and Red Sox who do spend the money still can never fucking win every year. So
I agree.
Who knows?
Hey, let's get back to the Blumpkin thing.
What about it?
Guys, I'm going to push this at you real hard. This $50 gift card that I'm going to give you, it's more than a $50 gift card. Okay? It's your claim to fame. We're going to take this Blumpkin picture, art, whatever we do, whoever the winner is, and it's going to be basically on display here.
Yes.
for the duration of the show, unless it's like frozen yogurt and it melts or something. But
if you're an artist, this is a good way to just advertise yourself. We got tattoo artists that watch this show. We got people that sell their art watch this show. I mean, this is a good way for them to get their shit out there.
Guys, but like I said, we're pushing real hard to kind of expand the listening. God knows we love having all you guys that listen on a regular basis, but we're trying to push it out there more. So what I'm going to ask of you guys, if you don't mind doing it, helping us out, is when we post videos online, we post things online, share them for us. Subscribe on Facebook or YouTube if you haven't done it yet. Share these posts and help us get it out there a little bit.
Yep, that would help us bust out of our range of just friends and coworkers and such that we got now that listen.
Yeah.
There's a little bit outside of that, but we could always use a lot more. That'd be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
More people have to enjoy bullshit talk, right?
Fuck yeah. And somebody, what was it, Christina said that you overheard Christina saying that somebody claimed that we were an offensive towards women podcast. Fucking duh. And if you're smart, you know that we're offensive towards men too.
Yeah,
this is comedy, people. This is not, I'm not really telling you how to fucking live your life. Making a joke. If you don't have a sense of humor, you know, you weren't meant to listen to the show anyway.
We're definitely two men that aren't feminist. We're men. You know, whatever. I don't mean anything. I'm a nice guy in person for the most part, unless you're a real cunt. Otherwise, whatever. Who cares? I don't care. I've never looked at myself as being meant for everyone.
No.
I'm not meant for everyone. I'd rather be that. I don't want to be that guy that just tends to everybody's fucking wants and needs. Fuck you. Whatever, man. Take it as it is, or don't take it. I could give a shit less one way or the other.
But if one of your needs is you want your pubic hair shaped into a really cool shape, I've done that before.
He's good at that, apparently.
I can do a heart. A heart looks like it was done with a fucking diamond cut blade. I can do a heart. I can do a letter. If you want your initials in there, your name. You know, hey, G. Hairy guy. HG. I can do that. I won't, but
yeah,
I could.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you offering the service to men, too?
No, not offering the service to men, but...
if Kenny Dickman wants the Dickman, because he has his own logo, which I thought I've always thought was funny and cool, that cool, K-E-W-L.
I like that when you spell it that way.
I don't. Anyways, Kenny has his own logo. Would you shave Kenny's, because he probably has a hairy back, would you shave that into his back?
Into his back, yeah. I'd shave Kenny's back for him.
Into his ass hair?
No.
No?
No, I'm staying away from the ass. I'll do your back, though, Ken. Snowflakes need not listen. Well, that's kind of where we are. If you're fucking too into any fucking opinion, if you're so fucking crazy that you'll start fights with friends and family over your political views, it's probably not the show for you.
Not many shows are for you at that point.
If you want to laugh at
stupid
shit. If
you're not decisive about shit, man, just goddamn.
Or if you want to personally see and lay your eyes on somebody who you know is giving a fucking public hot as shit blumpkin. You have. You've got that.
That's
provided
true.
We've
given you a blumpkin, and I'm a guy that'll just come out and admit that he sharted himself on a Thursday night. You know, that's the kind of people we are. We're not fucking saints.
We're far from that.
No. Hey, it is Would You Rather time, regular Would You Rather.
Is it?
Yep.
All right. Well, I've been putting a little bit of thought into this, and God, I had one. I had a really good one. Fuck me.
Nope.
That wasn't part of it. Would you rather fuck me or... all right, I got one for you. All right, would you rather... God. Would you rather be blind? This is one I was working on. Would you rather be blind, but very attractive, with a fucking giant cock...
Okay, blind, but they have a giant hog.
Giant hog, and you're fucking good looking, too. You're sculpted.
Okay.
And you're only blind for 1 year.
All right.
You get to keep the trophy dick and the rest.
Okay.
Okay, you got a great body. You don't have to work out. You got a fucking six-pack. You got those lines that girls like that go down towards the dick on the sides.
It's nice to have a nice line.
You got those, but you're blind for 1 year.
Okay.
Or...
So I'm blind. Ah, shit. All right. For the listeners at home that aren't watching the video, I'm either blind for 1 year with a perfect body or I'm me. I'm fucking me. What else are you going to say, you know?
Massive dick.
Yeah.
That fucking stays hard.
Yeah.
Fucking Okay, you're fucking, you're a machine.
Yeah.
You're fucking gorgeous. You got a great body.
But you're blind.
But you're blind for 1 year.
Okay.
And after that year's up, you get to keep all the fucking goodies. Or?
Oh, I mean, you get to keep the body and the massive dick after the 1 year.
You keep it all.
Okay,
and
well,
you get your sight back.
That changed everything.
You're you.
I'm blind for a year.
Are you?
Yeah, for 1 year, they get perfection and a giant hog.
Perfection that you don't have to work for.
Yeah, who cares, man? 1 year blind? I mean, I'm sure it sucks. Don't get me wrong. I'm doing a lot of sleeping that year. you know, stuff. I'll just listen to a lot of music.
Well, you're not doing a lot of sleeping because even blind, Carmen can't keep her fucking hands off you at this point. you're this all the time. You're watching, you think you're listening to TV and there's a hand on that perfect dick or on that fucking chiseled chest or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm still blind.
You going with the blind?
I'm going blind.
I am too.
That's a good trade, man.
It is, but it's a fucking year.
It sucks. So,
I mean, you can't work for that year.
You still got your hearing, though. I mean, if you would have said blind and
deaf, everything.
I might have changed my mind. Probably not. But
no, and you're going to get to hear Carmen telling you how fucking hot you are every fucking day.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Well,
fucking...
of course you do. You're wanting perfection because you want your wife to be attracted to you more.
Is that what it is? That's why I'm wanting perfection?
Well, isn't that why?
She likes me as is. Who gives a shit? But
I bet you she'd like you more.
Yeah, probably. I'd hope so.
I mean, you're just fucking shredded, but you're not too big to where it's too big. You walk into every fucking girl's eyes turn.
Oh, you can't tell. You're blind.
Hey, there's Bauman. Fucking, and you can't hide this dick. You know what I mean? It's not too big. It's just what you want it to be. It's that. It's a fucking baby's arm holding an apple.
Well, that sounds big.
No, a small baby. Okay, it's just perfect size, and this thing is
a preemie,
perfectly straight, and it's fucking rock hard, and those lines, you know, that everybody wants. You got everything.
Yeah.
You can't see a fucking thing for a year. You're going with that. I am too.
Yeah, if you were to say blind for life, then okay, that's different.
No.
Or if you would have said blind for a year and then back to what you already are, then I went, nah, well, what the fuck am I doing that for?
No, it'd be like one of those fucking hospital videos you see on Facebook that makes you cry, where the kid that was born blind, they take the bandages off and they could see the first time. That would be like you.
Yes.
After that year's over, you take the bandage off and you look and you, oh my God, there's fucking Hemsworth standing in the fucking mirror.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm blind. I ain't seeing shit for a year. I'm listening to some music. I'm being bad to the bone.
Kenny said, I'll go blind for a year. I don't want to look at the world anymore. Anyway, mind you, it's for the body. I don't need a bigger dick. My ass. Kenny, come on, man.
You think Kenny's rocking a fucking hog?
I think Kenny's rocking a head with no shaft. That's just an opinion. I love you, Kenny. But yeah, you got a frog sitting on a flat rock down there. That's what you got.
Poor Kenny D is taking a beating today, man. I think it's the heat. I think it's the heat that's got to us.
I don't need a bigger dick. Kenny, I don't think you got a big dick. You could. I'm not a fucking expert. You might, but...
I mean, he does go by Big Dickman.
He does.
Yeah.
But that's a double entendre, could be. Could be like, hey, you know Kenny? Yeah, he's a dick. It could be that.
He's a giant dick. Boy, you know Kenny, he's not a dick. He's a nice guy.
I'd be the Hemsworth fat Thor. No, you wouldn't be fat at all. You'd be Hemsworth in fucking Vacation.
No, but now that he mentions that, I would love a movie with fat Thor.
I'd like, oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? Just a out-of-shape superhero movie?
Fat fucking all of those Marvel characters.
Yeah, yeah. Like Hulk, just like a little bitch, but somehow he still beats everybody up and stuff. You know, keep
Deadpool
all their powers.
Shit in his pants and
yeah, keep all their powers, but why they're not all powerful and stuff, they look like pieces of shit.
They had an old Saturday Night Live clip about that with the Aykroyd and Belushi dressed up with these guys. They were fat and all out of shape. That was pretty fucking funny.
Belushi was never fat.
Belushi was fat.
Was he? I think Belushi just had one of those weird shapes.
No, he
wasn't. Never mind. I'm thinking Aykroyd. I'm sorry. Yeah, Belushi was fat.
No, Aykroyd was just kind of round.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. He was never like really fat.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm going to say this one last time. Please
subscribe. One last time.
Kenny, you tell me where you want to meet to get your sex toys. Keyshawn, you're the same. Big Dick Bob Sullivan. I've got some vibrators for you.
Big Penis.
Oh, Big Penis.
Yeah, dick's too nasty for him.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, remember what we asked him last week? We said, did you get a Blumpkin on your vacation? He said, no, but I got everything else.
Good for him. His upper age.
Yeah, I got to think of a new joke of the day, because the one I had, it's way over the line.
Over the line, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dick window. I got reminded about this joke, and it was just so, it's one of my favorites. It's so, so fucking funny, but it would come off as racist, and I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, you're not going to tell your favorite racist joke on
it's
the show today?
It's not racist. It's funny, but at the same time, it would sound racist. And
I can tell you if it's racist or not. Just tell me.
No, I'm not going to. This one I won't push.
Why not? Why?
No. No, if you want to hear it later, I'll tell it to you.
No, I'm not interested at that point.
I think it's one of my funniest jokes ever, just because you don't see it coming, but just all of a sudden.
And you love racist jokes.
I like jokes that sound racist that really aren't.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
No.
It's like, it seems like these days, if you throw in any ethnic person in your fucking joke, you're a racist.
No, I remember a long time ago, though, you thought that it was a racist joke, but just because one of the people was black, it wasn't actually a racist joke.
Yeah, and I got a lot of Mexican jokes that way, too, like the bookie one from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You think, oh, this guy threw in fucking black guy, he's fucking racist, he threw in Mexican. No, but there was no racist about it. So
let's hear it.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell that one, but I'll tell.
I got that.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I want a good one. I want a stunner. There's just so many fucking jokes to pick from. All right, I got one. No, I don't want to tell that one.
What race was that against?
What's that?
What race was that one against?
No, that one would probably be in the sexism.
Oh, well, we're hot in that topic.
I know, and I don't mind telling any jokes, because my jokes truly aren't, I mean, they're offensive as fuck.
But not really.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you look at it. All right. Did I tell you the joke with the guy with the that sucks boils for a living? Did I tell you that one?
I don't think so. But I got a bad memory. But I don't think so.
One of the grossest jokes I've ever told. I don't know if I told this or not, but it's fucking gross, but it's funny.
There's a part of me that hopes that he's already told this. Because yeah. I knew that we're at episode 41 right now, and Chris does have a million jokes, but I knew it'd come the day where Chris didn't remember if he told her joke or not, and I'm the worst person to ask because I don't remember shit.
If I told this joke, it was in episode 1, 2, or 3.
All right, go ahead.
But I don't want to be the repeater.
I like it.
All right, there's a guy sitting home with no job, no fucking life, okay, and he doesn't know what he's going to do with his life, and he looks down at his fucking elbow, and he's got a big fucking boil on his elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts fucking with it with his finger, and thing starts oozing. So he reaches up and sticks the thing in his mouth and starts sucking on it, and it pops, and all the shit goes down his throat, but the boil's gone. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I can make money removing other people's boils. They don't have to go to the doctor. They just come to me. So he puts an ad in the paper. I suck boils for money. So he gets no response, and finally this lady calls him and said, hey, you the guy that sucks boils? He said, yeah, I am. She goes, well, I got three. He goes, three boils? I'm going to charge you $50 a boil, $150. I'm on my way over. So this bitch shows up at his house, and she's fucking huge, fat, hairy, just big. And he goes, all right, honey, here you are. Where's the first boil? She says, it's right in the middle here between my tits. So she takes her shirt off, and she peels these big floppy things open, and there it is, fucking trophy, big red purple thing right in the middle of her chest. So he spots it, he bites on it, pops, the pus and the blood and the thick and shit all goes down his throat, boil's gone. He swallows real hard. He said, where's the next one? She said, the next one is on my inner thigh right next to my pussy lip. Oh, open it up. And that thing is like a fucking grape with a big white head on it. He spreads it open. The thing's just fucking throbbing. He sees it. He spots it.
Throbbing.
He's biting on it. Pop. All the shit goes down his throat. The blood, the pus, the core. The boil's gone. Takes a drink of water. He's like, where's the next? This is grossing you out.
Yeah, it's very fucking gross.
He said, where's the next one, honey? She said, it's about a quarter inch above my asshole.
My kid came to join us for this 2-second end of the It's just boils. That's not that gross.
Yeah, okay, can I can finish it with story. Him. I said worse last
I know
year.
You get fucking worried when kids come around.
So she gets on all fours. He opens up this giant butt, and it's hairy. It looks like she's got Don King in a leg lock. All right, this thing's hairy and puffy and everything, and he spots it, and it's the granddaddy. This thing's about the size of a thumb. And it's looking at him, and it's bouncing around, and it's throbbing. And he sees it, and he said, fuck it, I'm going in. He dives in. He puts his teeth on this boil, and he starts biting. Well, the thing's so tough, it won't pop, okay? And he's just, and he's grinding on it. Pop. Huge explosion. Fucking ounces of pus or blood are pouring down his throat. And as he's trying to swallow it all, she farts a little bit right in his face. He pulls back and he gets all pissed off and he said, hey, lady, are you trying to make me sick or something?
Oh, God. That's the part that bothers him.
One of my favorite jokes, just because everyone tastes it through the whole thing. You're trying to make me sick or something. I like the joke. I think it's funny. I don't know if I've ever told it before, but kind of a long joke. Sorry, guys. I wanted gross, so that's what I gave you.
And my little kid came in the middle of it, and this is what you deal with. Let's see, he's right there. Look at yourself in the camera, boy. Yeah.
He usually makes a cameo appearance once an episode at least.
Yeah, he keeps on grabbing the goddamn garage remote, and I don't want him to open the garage. I think he knows that would be a pain in the ass, and he likes being a pain in the ass.
Guys, I'm going to say it again. You're not going to listen, but send in anything you want us to talk about. Send in any emails, questions, concerns. Subscribe, and please share the video, guys. Help us out. We're trying to take this to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want more people in the world to know what it's like to bite into a giant boil.
And maybe one year we'll talk about dinosaurs like my child wants me to do and grabbing me in the room.
We will be planning another drunk cast, one we did when we first opened up where we just got hammered and had some fucking special guests. That was fun. We're going to do that again sometime, probably in August is going to be our goal.
We got a couple weird ones coming up. Well, not weird ones, but just completely different things. We got the fantasy football draft we're going to do live on air, at least the first few rounds, and you can listen to us roast everyone for their shitty picks.
Right.
We're going to do a roast show eventually. Still want to do that. We're going to do the drunk show. We're going to do a cabin show here in maybe a month and a half. Is that what that is? 2 months?
Yeah. Yeah, just over right around 2 months.
Yeah.
And we'll also be doing one show we'll both be nude. So tune in for all of those.
We got the nude show. We got my buddy Ryan from 500 Miles to Memphis coming up and a few other surprises. So
that'd be cool.
We'll see. Until then, hey, stay whatever the fuck you are.
Later.
Later.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Baby girl, I'm because you treat me like shit. I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades, cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you have, because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with 5 Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini, and motherfuckers can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV, I make this shit look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back? Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Wonder why the fuck did I ain't call you lately. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex, and others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef, and that's me.
And you can order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You can probably catch the summer with a sunny next. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting topped off in the front row of the opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I gotta go, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still I'm on the back of the boat, taking pictures with the surface.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
You get a paper cut on your tongue from a razor and a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in the baking sun. I hope your titties all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win a lottery and lose your ticket. I hope it's Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck, your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you spill shit on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face, cause my loss is how Delilah changed my locks to a fade. I hope you happy, I hope you happy, I hope you ruin this shit for a reason. I hope you happy.
Why you